Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Reading Specialists and Literacy Coaches in the Real World by Brenda A. Shearer, Deborah A. Carr, and Mary Ellen Vogt is a professional education text focused on the day-to-day realities of literacy leadership in schools. Positioned for reading specialists, literacy coaches, and administrators, it examines how these roles have expanded alongside rising expectations for evidence-based instruction, standards alignment, and measurable student growth. Rather than treating literacy support as only intervention work, the book highlights coaching, collaboration, and program leadership that connect literacy learning to content area classrooms across grade levels. A distinctive feature is its explicit alignment with the International Literacy Association Standards for the Preparation of Literacy Professionals 2017, using chapter learning goals and outcomes to frame professional learning and inquiry across its discussion of assessment, intervention, adolescent literacy, English learner supports, and instructional technology, and global perspectives as central commitments of literacy professionals. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, evolving roles of reading specialists, coaches, and literacy leaders. A central focus of the book is how literacy positions have shifted from isolated support roles to multifaceted leadership responsibilities. Reading specialists and literacy coaches are portrayed as professionals who must balance direct service to students with broader work that strengthens instruction school-wide. That includes partnering with classroom teachers, contributing to curriculum and materials decisions, and helping develop coherent literacy plans rather than offering disconnected strategies. The text emphasizes collaboration and coaching as essential approaches, especially as districts pursue consistent literacy expectations across schools and grade levels. This expanded role also increases the need for clear communication with administrators and for shared understanding of what effective literacy support looks like in practice. By addressing real-world responsibilities, the book helps readers anticipate common tensions such as limited time, competing initiatives, and varying teacher needs. It frames literacy leadership as both instructional and organizational work, requiring professional judgment, ethical responsibility, and an ability to translate research into practices that fit local contexts while still remaining evidence-based. Secondly, professional learning grounded in ILA standards and reflective inquiry. The book is intentionally aligned to the International Literacy Association Standards for the Preparation of Literacy Professionals 2017, using them to anchor learning goals and chapter outcomes. This standards-based structure supports consistent expectations for what literacy professionals should know and be able to do, from understanding literacy development to supporting assessment and instruction at multiple levels. Just as importantly, the standards are used to promote reflective professional learning rather than compliance. The text points readers toward group inquiry and ongoing development, which fits how coaches and specialists often learn best in schools through collaborative problem-solving and shared analysis of practice. This approach encourages readers to connect big ideas to local needs, for example by examining how a school uses data, how coaching conversations are conducted, or how intervention resources are selected. By making professional learning explicit and organized around recognized standards, the book supports pre-service preparation as well as in-service growth. It also provides a common language for discussing literacy work with colleagues and administrators, strengthening coherence and accountability in literacy leadership. Thirdly, evidence-based practice shaped by historical, political, and social forces. A recurring theme is that literacy education does not happen in a vacuum. The authors highlight the importance of understanding the historical, political, and social influences that shape what counts as evidence, which programs are adopted, and how instructional decisions are justified. For reading specialists and coaches, this matters because their work often involves interpreting research, responding to policy mandates, and helping teachers navigate shifting expectations. The book situates evidence-based practice as both a research commitment and a contextual challenge. Readers are encouraged to consider how initiatives and reforms influence day-to-day instruction, professional roles, and resource allocation. This lens helps literacy leaders avoid simplistic solutions and instead make principled choices that reflect research while acknowledging constraints in staffing, scheduling, and assessment requirements. It also supports stronger advocacy, since literacy professionals are frequently asked to explain why certain practices are recommended and how they align with district or state priorities. By connecting literacy practice to broader forces, the book strengthens readers' ability to lead thoughtfully and communicate decisions with clarity and credibility. Fourthly, assessment, intervention, and progress monitoring within RTI and MTSS, the book gives significant attention to the practical infrastructure of improving literacy outcomes, particularly through RTI and MTSS frameworks. In these models, reading specialists and coaches contribute to screening, diagnostic thinking, targeted instruction, and ongoing progress monitoring, while also supporting differentiation in core classrooms. The emphasis is not only on using assessments, but on interpreting data responsibly and connecting it to instruction that is feasible and responsive to student needs. This topic reflects the real-world expectation that literacy professionals help coordinate systems, not just deliver isolated interventions. The text also highlights the need to align intervention practices with broader literacy goals and to ensure that supports do not become disconnected from classroom instruction. Progress monitoring is presented as a tool for decision-making and instructional adjustment, reinforcing the idea that improvement is iterative. Within RTI and MTSS structures, collaboration becomes essential, since effective supports depend on shared plans among teachers, specialists, and administrators. The book positions these frameworks as opportunities to strengthen equity and access when implemented carefully and consistently. Lastly, meeting diverse learner needs through academic language, technology, and equity. Another major strand is how literacy professionals respond to changing definitions of literacy and to increasingly diverse student populations. The book addresses academic language instruction for English learners as a critical component of literacy success, emphasizing that language development must be integrated into instruction rather than treated as an add-on. It also considers instructional technologies connected to 21st century literacies, reflecting the expectation that students read, write, and communicate across varied media, and that educators must adapt tools to support comprehension and expression. Across these areas, the text emphasizes a moral imperative for equity, social justice, and global perspectives. This is not framed as an optional theme, but as an ethical foundation for literacy leadership, influencing how programs are designed, how materials are selected, and how student needs are interpreted. For coaches and specialists, the message is that instructional decisions should broaden opportunity, respect learners' identities and languages, and ensure that improvement initiatives do not unintentionally exclude or marginalize students. The result is a practical, values-grounded approach to literacy support in contemporary schools. In conclusion, this book is best suited for reading specialists, literacy coaches, literacy coordinators, and administrators who supervise literacy initiatives, as well as content area teachers who want to understand how coaching and intervention systems connect to classroom practice. Readers gain practical and intellectual benefits from its dual focus. It frames what literacy professionals are responsible for in schools today while also offering a research-informed rationale for those responsibilities. The consistent alignment with the International Literacy Association Standards for the Preparation of Literacy Professionals 2017 makes it especially useful for university coursework, certification programs, and district professional learning because it supports shared expectations, reflective inquiry, and coherent goal setting. In day-to-day terms, the book helps literacy leaders think through collaboration with teachers, responsible use of assessment and progress monitoring, and implementation of RTI and MTSS in ways that support differentiated instruction rather than simply adding procedures. It also stands out among similar literacy leadership texts for foregrounding equity, social justice, and global perspectives alongside intervention, adolescent literacy, and technology, treating these as integral to effective practice. As a result, it functions as both a preparation guide and a field-facing reference for professionals navigating real school constraints while striving for meaningful literacy improvement. If you would like to support Brenda A. Shearer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.